you aren't sharing your stories, you won't get very much out of this course. So instead of putting it off, your first exercise is to write and share a story with your cartel. In other words, you have to share a story with us. Here's your assignment. Write a story under 1,000 words and share it as a new topic here in the forums. Now, you can find the forums either by going to the link within this unit, within this exercise, or you can go to storycartel.com/forums. And this story could be complete fiction, but based on real life. Could be nonfiction about another person, or even nonfiction about yourself. It just has to be a story. After you post a story, make sure to critique at least 3 stories by other cartelistas. How should you give feedback? Say 2 things you liked about the stories you read, and then 1 thing you didn't like so much. And try to be as specific as you can. In Rule 3, we'll talk a lot more about how to give excellent feedback. But giving 2 things that you liked and 1 thing that you didn't like is a good place to start. Now, also, these should be finished pieces. And if you see spelling or grammar errors, feel free to point them out to the person you're critiquing. Personally, I love it when people correct my typos. It's a gift. So just to review, your assignment is to write a story under 1,000 words, then share your story as a new topic here in the forums, then critique 3 other stories by other writers, saying at least 2 things you liked and 1 thing you didn't like. Then you can do a happy jig because you just shared your story. Now, what do I mean by story? My favorite definition of the word story is from Donald Miller, who says, a story is a character who wants something and is willing to go through conflict to get it. Your story could be about a fictional character or someone you know in real life or even about yourself. However, make him or her want something from the very beginning. Kurt Vonnegut says, when I used to teach creative writing, I would tell the students to make their characters want something right away, even if it's only a glass of water. Characterized who are paralyzed by the meaningless of modern life still have to drink water from time to time. Here are a few other suggestions when you go about writing your story. Try telling your story in one sitting. Yes, the whole thing. Breaking it up will only ruin your flow. Also, you might write 3 drafts. Write, read what you've written, rewrite, read what you've written again, and then polish. And when you read your story, read it out loud. Listen to the sounds of your words. It's a really good tool for editing. And remember, don't make it perfect, because perfect is impossible. We'll talk about that more later. Just try to make it good. If you want some examples of stories, I find that reading other good writing can be a really helpful way to unblock my creativity. So if you need them in this lesson, there are a few examples taken from winners of writing contests that we've had on the Write Practice. So we have 4 stories in this exercise, and you can find them in the unit. So the question is, why should you share your story? You're probably already sharing your story in some form or other, but if you aren't, then now is the time to start. This course is about sharing your worth publicly, on both a large and a small scale. You'll need to begin experimenting with sharing, as I like to call it, to make some mistakes and boost your confidence. This way, when we get to the really big shares, like publishing your book on Story Cartel, for example, you will be ready. We'll talk more about why sharing your story is important in the next lessons. Are you ready to start? Go write your story and then share it in the forums. And then afterwards, you can move on to the next lesson. And remember, if you have any questions, you can ask them either on the forums or in the comments sections on this lesson.